Blog Talk Radio.
Got you.
the impressions that your tracks leave. Calming all my aggression, they better pass me. Make them run, break them sun, till there's none left. The whistle's warm by my tongue as I bust this. Obsessed and pressing addiction, so we fight back. Keep resurrecting my questions until my mind snaps. And let it out on everybody, make their heat felt. You're too late to fake, so I don't need help. All by myself, a homie in my bed, chick. Riding loose, since I'm not lonely, but I grasped it. The end is tragic, hope I make it, see me through it. Dependent from the man, it's my sadness who made me do it. Tears from the years of my fears, I can't see clear now. They are chilling in peace, I let it spill out. Remember those from the start till you came up. Sincerely yours from the heart of the cancer.
Cause the vibe gives me hope. Versatile. Radio. A TC production.
Live to tell music. Tricolor. TC production.
Yeah. Welcome to Real Talk Tuesday. Carlos Trejo. I got my homeboy right here, Uno. He's going to be co-hosting with me tonight. What's up, Uno?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you feeling tonight, dog?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I'm very glad to be here right here at Versatile Radio,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know how we do it, man. We gotta keep it versatile.
I gave him time to get versatile.
So what's up, man? What's going on with you, man? Everything cool or what?
Everything's cool, man. Hey, just having a nice, calm night, man.
Hey, even though we're out here, though, man, it's still doing the do, huh?
Hey, well, yes, we are, man.
So, yeah, man, I was gone for a minute, man. Didn't come on the show for a minute, man. Just handling a couple things, you know, but back in full effect.
Kind of busy. Yeah, man. This guy right here, man, stays busy, man. This guy stays busy on the house right here, man.
Hey, to the point where everybody thinks I'm not going to say the word, but everybody thinks I'm a jerk. Starts with an A.
Nah. This guy is busy, man, all day, man.
Yeah.
It's not one thing, it's another. This guy stays
busy. Yeah, that's what it is, man. It's like I'm on the computer, dude. And you know what? I would rather be doing manual labor, dog, because, like, it's exhausting, fool, looking at that screen, man. I hate it.
Yeah? it's you know what? They say it's more exhausting to do computer work, office work, than actual manual labor.
I'm messing around to get carpal tunnel syndrome over here, and I ain't even got no workman's compensation or nothing. What would they call that here in Mexico, fool? Compensación de los trabajadores. Stuff like that, fool. They're going to be like, ¿qué? Hey, fool, get out of here.
They're going to tell you to rest 7 days.
But we got cheap health care, though, right?
Yep.
30 pesos was what, $3? You can see a doctor. But we got a silent night coming up, man. We got this jam right here with KNYM Activated Records. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but the homie has his way of pronouncing that. But yeah, silent night coming up.
Tell me a story. In your eyes, tell me a story. Words can't deny. Tell me a story. What does your heart say? Tell me a story. My soul you resuscitate. Tell me a story. Don't you resist it? fade away.
Radio and Versatile Radio, collaborating to be as one. The unity is now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a jam. I like that. Tell me a story. Yeah, it's like that. Just tell me a story. Then, hey, you fill in the rest. Yeah. Hey, dog. So today, man, on the Real Talk Tuesday, man, we're gonna be talking about information, man. Information overload, I call it. It's too much. I feel it's too much, man. Everybody's posting all kinds of crazy stuff. Everybody's putting themselves out there, man. What do you feel about that? Uno, also known as Mr. LA One.
Mm-hmm. Tell them, homie. Much. Well, my personal point of view is it's a double-edged sword, man. You know, information can be a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Too much of anything is bad, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, some people... They benefit from information. You know, go on the internet, learn this, learn that.
Yep.
Boom, boom. That's information. You know, you can learn on Facebook.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like anything else that's put out there.
Exactly.
It's always gonna have its bad uses too.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? And you're kind of new to the whole social network and all that stuff, man. Is it crazy? Ooh, is it scary and shit?
You know, I know a lot of people don't know my history. I just barely got out after 13-year term. And technology is like, I can't say it's overwhelming because I have a fighting spirit. I'm willing to take on it and learn it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have access to information.
Right.
Today that I didn't have when I was out here in 2000.
Yeah, dog, I remember back in the 90s, fool.
Yeah.
In the 90s, fool, you left your pad and then exactly. Nobody could find you, dog.
Yeah, that was it.
If you're gone, hey, fool, hey, where's Uno at, man? Yeah. Hey, Uno's gone, man. I don't know where that fool's at. And like now, it's like, oh, I'll hit that fool up real quick. Don't trip. And it's like, everybody's connected, dude.
Hey, right here. Man.
Yeah, it's like you can't even get away, dog.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody's connected, dude.
I was like, yeah, man.
And it's gonna get to the point, man, where everything is gonna be connected to the internet. I was seeing that on a science channel or something, dude. Where they're talking about the future, dude. They're talking about everything, even little disposable stuff, dude, that you would throw away, but it's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
And now that's like crazy.
Here's the thing about it, man. This is what I know. I don't know much about specific technology, but I know the technology is out there, and compared to what we know, they're like 10, 15 years in it, maybe even 20 years advanced that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
NASA,
yeah.
all these government,
at the NSA,
they got technologies that will blow your mind if you even do.
They got in space right now a satellite that could zoom into a quarter and tell you the year it says on it, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what's to say they can't zoom into my window and see me doing crazy, weird stuff, man? Here's the thing. You think that's amazing, right? But that's just the minimal. That's just the little, like, oh, we could do that.
That's what they tell you they can see.
But they got so much stuff, man. You know, it's like, okay, remember, let's go back to, I'm not much of a historian, but I know a little bit of, you know.
Let's
go back to World War II.
All right. Oh, man.
What happened
talking
there?
About World War II buff over here,
you know,
man.
What? You read about the countries that they had the planes in the works and everything.
Right.
And you read about, well, this America came out with this plane to overcome their plane and boom.
Right.
And that's when all the technology,
yeah,
they busted out with all the technology right there.
It's the arms race, dog.
Yeah.
It's not as out there, dog, as it was back then, that they're out there you know, flying these big old planes and everything. Now it's more subtle. Now you got the NSA, dog, the National Security Agency, listening to your phone calls, listening to, and not only Americans, dude, they got caught. And this is one of the leaks that Edward Snowden released. That they're spying. They had tabs on the Mexican president. They had tabs on all kinds of officials, even like Britain, dude. You know what I mean? England over there. That's their homies, dog.
And
you know what I mean? And that goes to show you that they don't got no mercy. They ain't got no friends, dude.
But it's an interesting thing because it raises a question. Because ever since, everybody knows, ever since 9/11, the security went up, everything on,
dog.
And it's like, okay, to a certain point, you can say yes, it's justifiable. But at what point has it been misused?
Of course it's going to be misused, dog. You're going to have somebody that's going to be like, hey, let me listen in to my wife. Let me see what she's doing right now.
Okay.
You know, she ain't got to know. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know they're using it for personal reasons. But yet, and like you said, 9/11, they will go back and blame it in the Patriot Act.
Always.
You know, the Patriot Act, Bush brought it out. You know, name it something that is going to capture the American hearts, so that they're mourning because of what happened in 9/11. So they call it the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
To make people feel like, oh, warm and fuzzy inside. Like, oh, Patriot Act. Okay, I'm a patriot. I'm going to go with that. But, and the thing about people, American people, is that they'll listen to it and they'll trust it, but then turn around.
They tend to be gullible at first.
Exactly.
They always get gullible.
But it's only with certain things that aren't that they think don't concern them because it's not affecting them at the moment.
Yeah.
And they'll let it go until it happens to them or it affects them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that you put a frog full of warm water.
Look, nobody wants to be either one way or the other constantly monitored.
Yeah.
Or have a fear that they are.
But in reality, dog, every call made in the United States is a machine, fool, that is capturing certain words. And if it captures a word, it'll start recording you.
Yeah,
and then
true.
They'll have some guy in warehouse somewhere and listen to it and analyze it.
Okay. It's one thing to have that, and that's understandable because, hey, if you're talking about saying certain words, where you're going to trigger this machine.
Yeah, it's like the nuclear reactor.
It's kind of...
You know what I mean? Like, aha! You know, you can talk like that. That motherfucker, that machine better start recording, you know?
Sorry about that. You know,
but, yeah, man, it's crazy, dude. It's too much. Overload. It's overload of information, and it's people doing it themselves, man. And it's like...
But it's one thing to have that machine, and it's one thing to have the guy picking up the phone and actually listening to your stuff. Like,
or what's this fool talking about?
Recording you.
Like, oh, man.
You know?
Phone sex.
Like whoa, why? This guy was listening to me or my company? Like, or like, wait a minute.
Yeah, man.
Now, that's a little over the line.
Now we're like those old school mafia dudes that are like, hey, don't talk on the phone. Oh, don't talk on the phone. Tell you not to use the phone, you know? And you think they're paranoid, but hey, they had something going for them back then. You know, they had the idea was there.
And here's the thing: nobody can be trusted no more. No, everybody's human. Uh-huh. If you have a high position job where you have access to endless amounts of records,
right?
Who's to tell that person in that position is an honest person, man? Who's to tell he can't just take these bitches? Hey, I got these information. You want to buy it?
Yep. Richard Snowden, Edward Snowden, one of those two names. But
just like cops are crooked, senators are, presidents are fucking crooked.
Dog,
everybody's crooked.
Exactly.
Somebody
wants to take a step forward and put them out and say, you know what, I ain't going to do this. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to be a part of this. And they say something, they have to leave the country. And if he comes back, they're going to kill him. And yeah, flat out say that's treason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's that you release secrets. And I understand there's certain things that shouldn't.
WikiLeaks.
No, not WikiLeaks.
Nah,
this is Richard Snowden. This is a new one. Edward Snowden.
Yeah,
Edward Snowden. I'm sorry. It's Edward Snowden. And he about a month ago, he was a NSA worker. He was a contractor, and you know, he was constantly seeing all these phone calls, all these unnecessary phone monitoring, man. And, you know, he said, well, if they're doing it to them, how do I know they ain't going to do it to me or my family or anyone else? He put it out there, but he didn't only release the things he thought was should be released. He released everything.
Everything.
And, I mean, I understand some things shouldn't you know, but for them to keep it a secret to be doing that and you know, and then say, oh, it's for the better of the American people.
Yeah.
How is that, you know?
I think that shield is raised up a lot. Oh, it's for the security, national security.
It's that trust, dude.
You know?
It's that trust.
But there's always an angle where, you know what, okay, yeah, you know, it does work like for national security. But at the same time, this guy,
I mean, I have
he's
no...
To work it for his own advantage.
Right.
Or
I have no doubt in my mind, dog, that machine and the Patriot Act and the monitoring of phone calls has prevented some things from happening. And it does work. But is it... What the benefits... Do the benefits outweigh, you know, the good of it or the bad of it?
Yeah.
You know, what's the real on it? And it should be where everybody should know what's being monitored and what's being done instead of keeping it a secret, keeping the people naive and gullible and believing everything. You could put the news on, and what they tell you, you'd be like, oh, well, the news said it. You know, they said it. And the media, dog, in reality is not is the liberal media is not really liberal, dog. It's government controlled.
Yeah. Okay. Every channel is NBC is a Democratic.
MSNBC would be the left, and Fox News would be the right.
Yeah.
CNN is the middle.
So you have to know what you're watching.
Right.
To know what's being filtered in your head.
But see, the thing is, they'll all report the same thing in their own way, but they'll make. Their own bad guys, and they'll badmouth like Fox News.
Depending on what
sits there and badmouth Obama all day.
Yeah.
MSNBC kind of like, oh, Obama kissing his butt, you know, and CNN, they're just reporting. But I've seen flaws in all news networks, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I get my news from The Daily Show, which is a Comedy Central. I get my news from a comedy channel.
Yeah.
And HBO, Bill Maher. That's where I get my news from, because I can't I'll sit here and watch the news, man, if it's something reported that happened, but politics and other things like that, I mean, what's really going on, dog?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
what's really going on when George Bush won the election, when Fox News announced it, you know?
Hmm.
Because the producer that was running the show that night was his cousin. Was the cousin of Bush, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's really going on right there, dog? You know,
man.
And the rest of the channels follow suit.
Yeah.
Oh, they said it, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is always. Yeah, it's always comes down to a misuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know,
man.
It always comes down to misuse.
Yeah, yeah, but let's listen to this Ja Rule play, man. Let's let it play in the background. Versatile Radio, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let you know from the gate, I don't go down lady. I want a chick with thick hips and licks to lift. She could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my high. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks just willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little menage? After the party, me and you could just fly for a few, and she could come too. That's love.
Got to do with it.
you, girl.
What's love?
Got to do it, babe.
What's love? It's about trusting. What's love?
Got to do.
Versatile Radio.
Benny Gonzalez. East Coast. To the West. To the coast. On Versatile Radio.
Amen.
Turquoise Star, Star, Records, Records.
Versatile Radio, Radio. Can't stop, can't stop, won't stop, won't stop, won't stop.
Versatile Radio. Radio. Let's go. Let's go. One love.
Yeah. Versatile Radio. So, Mr. Uno, man. Hey, check this out, bro. We're talking about information overload. But, you know, I want to talk about this article, man. I read and I don't remember what website it was, but it's talking about how people that are poor actually have a lower IQ. Now, this is a study conducted by sociologists, psychiatrists,
yes,
human behavior majors.
Yeah.
And it says that without a doubt, being poor makes you less smart, thus causing a road to failure. A person worried about how they're going to feed their family is using all mental energy on that task.
Yes.
Not learning.
I could expound on that a little bit because, you know, growing up, you know, sometimes there wasn't all the food on the table.
Yep.
You
know,
so
I remember that.
I used to go to school, man. You know what? Well, at least I could ask for extra pizza and stuff.
Yeah, man. It was like, you know, it was extra, like that. You know, food. You weren't even going, like, thinking about it.
You know,
I remember
that. And sometimes, you know, I had to stay back from school to help my mom out at the house, or because she just sells stuff in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, "Oh, stay back. I need to put a thing out for me." You know.
Yeah,
and we had to make money.
Where was your mind at? Your mind was on that task,
and it
could have been in a math book or you know, science book. But I remember as a kid, man. I remember one time, dude. I was like in the fourth grade, dog. And I put my backpack down next to me, opening it up to get, you know what I mean, some books, whatever we're doing in that class, and like five roaches, dog, ran out. Bam! I was like, "Oh, man, dude!" I look up, some kids looking at me like with a face of horror, you know, like, you know, like, "Oh my God!" Like, teacher, he just straight up said, "Like, teacher, there's roaches coming out of Carlos's backpack." What? The teacher makes a big deal. I got so embarrassed, dog.
Wow.
Dude, the rest of that year, I was just thinking about that happening, and just my mind is stressed.
Yeah.
And when you're stressed, dog, you don't do things right. You don't do things how you don't perform at your peak. You don't, your mind is somewhere else, dog.
Yeah, stress has a strong factor on your mental performance.
Yeah, dog, and it's like this.
Study something.
They went to a different angle with it too, dog. They went to see if it was just that, the fact that the mind is stressed out.
Okay.
It was just stress that, you know, they could measure stress levels by your body, you know, your stress or your sweat, and but like they went to a fact that it's proven fact, dog. They said no, it's not a theory, it's fact.
Julio Mena. Featuring Stevie B on Versatile Radio.
Got your letter from the postman just the other day, so I decided to write you this song, just to reassure you exactly the way I feel, to let you know. To be your life, to be your guide.
Intelligence.
Yeah, it does. It, I mean, and what are they doing to fix it, dog?
Or don't
they're helping you with they're helping people with welfare, but but it's not helping you because they tell you, oh, you got to get this job, and all you're gonna be able to get is a job at McDonald's or Walmart, and they're gonna abuse you because they know, well, you know what, if he loses this job, they're gonna cut his welfare. So they got people living in fear, and then what, they stay stuck in the same situation, and the next generation is learning that and thinking it's okay and settling with that, you know, not trying to advance in any way because they're in school thinking about, damn, I'm hungry. What am I gonna eat? I can't wait till lunchtime.
What about the other situation where the guy, he's old enough to work, and he can't go to school because he has to work to make the minimum to support his mom, his household.
Yeah, because like that, a lot of the times you got your lady and then mom is there because you help. Cause, hey,
he tries to study whatever he can, but sometimes you're like, you meet somebody and it's like, well, this guy's not the brightest guy and stuff. You're like, whoa, you know, he's been working.
Yeah, fool.
You know?
Yeah. But it's like, and what do nine people out of ten, for what do they do in that situation, fool? Start fucking, you know, drinking a couple beers.
Yeah, that's easily leads to that lifestyle.
Yeah, it's going to lead. It's like a vicious cycle, dog.
Yeah.
It's like they're setting you up for failure, fool. But why don't people see that? Why isn't that information out there, dog? You know what I mean? Like, but it's just like right now, it's like an aha moment, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's true. You know what I mean? But they put a facade. Now they put a fake, a front of, but look at welfare.
Yeah.
Hey, Obamacare and this and that.
Yeah.
But it's all bureaucracy, dog. It's all, and people believe it. And it's not until you're outside the box when you really look at it. And you really think, like, why do people accept this, and why isn't something happening to
change? Why has this become the norm?
Exactly.
You know, if we're back 30, 40 years, this norm will be a shock to that community.
Yeah, it's because it's capitalism, dog.
Yeah.
That's all it is everybody out to make money, and they embed that into you, capitalism, dog.
Money, man. Oh my God, people are out to make money. But
at the end of the day, we all are, fool. But I'm comfortable making enough. I wouldn't want to have billions of dollars in my bank account, fool. And I couldn't sit there and be like, man, who cares?
But you know, one thing I would have, I would want enough money to be able to support my kids, man.
Well, yeah, but you know, to live comfortably,
so
dog,
I
have nice things,
them to school, and they don't have to be in school worrying about where they're gonna get their next meal from.
Exactly. It's them learning it. Hey, you know, that's gonna be a change right there.
So that's the change that I'm in my way, I'm contributing to make that change.
Like I don't have any kids, but my girlfriend, you know, she has a daughter, and like, you know, I'm kinda trying to not teach her, but like tell her about like things that nobody told me, you know?
Yeah.
But I do it in a way where she's hearing me, and I hope she listens, you know? Because it's like, not trying to be like, hey, don't be like this and don't be like that. It's just like give a example, and then she sees that, and you know, and it's in there, dude. It's planted in there, because dude, what are you fighting against? Is these the schools and these the TV and the computer, dog, and I mean, it's just all it's telling you is to do this and that, and you can make this much money and this and that.
Yeah.
It's not telling you, like, hey, you know what, be good. If you see somebody that needs help, help them.
It's not teaching morals.
Exactly. You know,
there's a lack, and that's one thing that I also see is our kids, even in schools, are being taught lack of morals, man.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the morals are just corroding.
Yeah.
Even in the schools, man.
Yep. And they teach everything else, but the be kind and human, dog.
Yeah.
Be human, like, you know. And it's just...
But
I can't even get into that, because...
Yeah.
Dog, it, you know, it goes into a whole other level with morals and all that. Because it's one thing is one and one is another. But I mean, just to be good, fool. Just to be good. That's the way I would see it, man. But that's not taught. That's not taught, man.
Yeah.
That information needs to be out there.
Yeah, that information. Yeah. Get out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're just keeping it real on Real Talk Tuesday.
Oh, Versatile Radio.
Right here, boy.
What you know about that Versatile Radio?
Yeah, we're just getting versatile with it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, fool. Anyway, what if you, fool, if you could change something, like right now, change something for mankind, fool, what would you change? Just one thing, fool.
I'd change the climate.
I want to talk about magic.
I change.
Like the climate, I'm talking about like change, like in like something to change, like a law or like you.
I change food. I provide.
Nobody should be hungry.
There's
food thrown away, dog.
Yeah, just I do that. There's so much food thrown away here, man. That it's a pity, man.
Yeah, dog.
If we were to fucking get all our fucking leftovers for one thing. Huh?
Go ahead. Yeah, cool, but
if we were to get all our leftovers for one day and fly them to Africa or to Mexico or to the poorest countries, that would fit that country for one day.
Why is it that all those commercials, dog, for Feed the Children, why do those come on at like at 1, 2 in the morning, fool? And then the next commercial is a phone sex line or something, and it's like, what's going on? What's going on here, dude? Like,
yeah,
that's like,
it's just a matter of the.
They know people. You know why, dog? They know people at that time are up, worried about something, and by giving to something like, oh man, but I'm doing bad right now, but look at that kid's hungry. Look, I'm gonna donate.
That's the interest.
That's what they take advantage of, fool. And it's like, if you're up at night,
you know what? I'm gonna tell you. Some of those organizations are legit. You know, if you look at them, their background, you could go find them over there, man. And you know what?
But
yeah,
hey,
man.
But you know they keep some of that money. And you know those fools are making way more than a regular person.
But they...
You know, they're probably making about like $80,000 a year, fool. Like that dude that comes on that commercial. I've seen that. I remember that from a long time, dog. And you know, he's if they have enough money to be flying that fool to different countries, well, I've seen them in Africa, I've seen them in Costa Rica, Salvador, like they got plane money, dog.
It's possible that organizations could have their little grievance.
But if that's something that really needs to get advertised for, if somebody says, look, hey, you want to help kids, call this number, it's right here. Just put it on different places, but. For them to buy airtime, for them to buy that dude plane, for the production value of those commercials, they still have to pay them to go on the spot of the air.
Yeah.
So all that's money, dog. All that, it'll add up to $30,000 maybe?
But that's what I'm saying. Do you know the statistics on how effective advertising is?
Yeah, fool, but for something like that, fool, they don't advertise police. They don't advertise the fire department.
Yeah.
Do you think that they really need to make a commercial of a fireman right there? Like, hey,
okay.
If you see a fire, call me. Call 1-800-FIREMAN.
But like, I personally think that they, if I didn't see a commercial, I wouldn't contribute.
I've seen it when I sat here like, man, look at those kids are hungry, and I'll be like, man, I'll go back.
When I have money, I'll probably send some.
Okay, there's people that will feel that guilt and be like, okay, I'm gonna send it, but why are they feeding off of that? Think about all that money spent on the plane to all that, dude. That has to be about $25,000, dog. How many kids can eat with $25,000, dog? You know, how many schools can they fix with that money? Well, we're helping the kids. All right, that's cool. But there's like a dark side, an underlying badness of it, dog. That it's not for the kids, fool. It's for their own interests, fool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, dog, if for something like that, put a poster up, and people would just know there's one number to call. To feed the kids.
Yeah.
You know, you got extra money? Hey, I got extra money. Hey, call the Feed the Kids line, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Feed the Kids line. Hey, that'll catch on.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? That there's no reason to spend all that money and all of that.
I think our organizations, even those kind of organizations, want to compete even with each other.
Yeah.
So that they can say, yeah, this is how much I contributed.
Like that Make-A-Wish Foundation,
how big, you know, we got and yeah, stuff like that. And you know what?
Yeah.
The dark side of it is this. That all those organizations, charities, they get major tax breaks.
Hey, fool.
And they filter the taxes through the charities.
Hey, I could guarantee you this.
You could donate to your own charity.
Yeah.
And rather than get a tax break off of it.
Yeah. You will get a tax break off of it.
Yeah, you will get a major tax break off.
And you're going to get a tax break. But people, they still, like, not many people will give, dog. Like that, because it's like looked at like, oh, well, like, I don't, that's the way I see it, dude, like, about that they're going to take the money and they're making money, like, okay, yeah, you're feeding kids, but 50% of that is also going to that fat dude's pocket.
Yeah.
You know, he's all fat in front of all these all these hungry kids, like, man, yeah, that's messed up too, dog.
Yeah.
But okay, out of all the organizations, right, and this is, let's say, how many of them do you think have that side to them?
All of them, dog. All of them. It's like, look, how many, hey, dog, I guarantee you that this has happened, dog. I guarantee you that the Make-A-Wish Foundation has had this win. Oh, Make-A-Wish Foundation, I want to meet Michael Jordan and Michael Goles, you know, in his Chicago Bulls uniform and everything just for the kid. Oh, man, poor kid,
yeah.
Got cancer. Does it, you know, he doesn't charge them anything because he's, you know, he's got the heart.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that kid that's there, they tell him, hey, why don't you put on these Reebok shoes and wear this Nike hat, you know? And, yeah, there you go. And then sponsor, yeah. Baby.
But that goes back to the concept that everything comes with a double-edged sword.
Yeah, football.
You know, because there's good intent. There's good intentions coming from that organization,
but
that charity.
That's
started off with good intent.
It's just disgusting.
And then the corrosion came in.
Yeah.
You know?
But
it grew,
destroy
it.
It makes something good.
The corrosion comes in. And
something like that should be,
you know,
like.
And that's just. But did you know what? That's the nature of the world, man. I mean that's the story of the.
But that's the story of the Bible. That most people have. It's just like, well.
You know?
What can I do? You know, you can't do anything about it. But if we start embedding it, dog, and this is wrong, this is wrong, eventually that voice will spread, dog. And I know that there's a bunch of people out there that are thinking, like, hey, this is true, man. That's true. And maybe somebody will do something about it, dog. Maybe somebody will grow up to be a senator and change the law, or, you know, governor,
yeah,
or whatever. But,
yeah,
maybe. I mean, that's kind of far-fetched.
But I mean... But here's the thing, though. On one side, you have all these, let's say, these kids, or
yeah,
even these poor populations,
man,
from different countries, right?
Crazy, dog.
And then on the other side, you have the corrupt side, right? Right? You can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other.
Sure you can. If you destroy everything and start over, you can. If you just say, okay, there ain't no good or bad. We're just dismantling everything, and we're going to start from the bottom up. We're going to get people that are going to be, are willing to be monitored, not monitored everything, they're going to watch you go in the bathroom, but they're willing to give their life to public office, to the, hey, we're watching you, like, there's not Secret Service that are watching out and keeping them safe, no, there's Secret Service that is like, hey, you know, we're watching you, and if you do this and that, we just, or there's a live camera, and there's a live microphone on in the White House and or wherever there is running things, and where the people can see it at all times, and there's no secret.
But that's
the only way things are working.
But
things
how many
really
people would be willing to help to partake in that kind of organization? At the
people, how many priests are there, dog? How many priests are there, fool? They give up having sex, dog. I mean, hey, dog, that's Versatile Radio, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Mr. LA1, April. So, you don't think people will give their like, actually devote themselves to just public office and be willing to be monitored? And
That's the highest sacrifice, and there will be people willing, but at the same time, they'll also take away from the people that used to be willing.
Eventually, a corrupt will come out of it. You think eventually those
there's no cure for corruptness.
That's crazy, dog.
You know, because
you think
no
we'll
matter
evolve,
how
you think we'll evolve past that, dog. Like, you know what I mean? To a more peaceful race.
Not in this.
It's
time.
In our nature, huh? We'll have to be evolve into a whole different species, fool. Like how the Cro-Magnons and the, you know,
yeah.
Or if you believe in evolution, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, those are, they're from the same ape or people say, you say ape, we're like monkey. No, we don't come from monkeys. But
I don't believe we come from monkeys.
But it's not a monkey, dog. It's a human evolving. Before it was upright creature was it? Well, before what? We're Homo sapiens,
and that's according to evolution, right?
But I mean that's proven fact, fool.
Oh,
it's scientific proof. I'm not trying to put doubt in what you believe in. I'm just saying what I believe. I mean, that there's. I mean, from what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they found bones. I mean, and the brain got bigger because there. What we're talking about? Less stress. There was less enemies. They weren't fearing about that tiger coming and eating them. Since mankind moved and went from the jungle to out more, you know what I mean? And
it became less primitive.
They didn't have as much stress.
Yeah.
To worry about worrying that, you know, they're like over here, come on son, I'm gonna teach you how to make an arrow. And then there's a tiger over there. Let's go.
They got bored.
Forget
to start
that arrow.
They got bored and started thinking.
The
guy was like, well,
they were like, man, you know what?
What if I just make the wheel?
Yeah.
What if I make the wheel? And
then you know what? What that led to, though, is like how many cultures worship the sun and have some kind of folklore about the stars being
they worship
alive.
The space.
Yeah, and it's like it turns into that. If we could change for over the past, I mean, from what they say, dog, us as human, modern man, it's been on as modern man, 250,000 years, more or less. And in that time, we went from learning how to make fire to sitting here on talking to a little box that's just in the air. You know, and we were like, yeah, it works.
And here's the thing.
Look how much we made.
This is why I do not believe that I evolved from any kind of animal. I believe we're our unique species in its own. The human race is a unique species in its own. It evolved on its own.
So like
it came of its own.
So you believe in
and this is why, because out of all creatures, any living being in the earth, the human being is the only creature with the capacity for intelligence to ask questions, the capacity to reason, the capacity to
but in, with
to
intelligence comes danger. We're the most dangerous animal on earth.
Yeah, that's true, but that's just to prove the point, just to make the point that's why I do not believe in evolution. No other creature, not even the smartest monkeys.
But why not? Because man holds the best. It's only been, okay, we've evolved from living in the forest and you know more or less like animals.
We always had the ability to that it's a special key that only humans have that we were given.
The earth is 6 billion years old.
And that's intelligence.
Yeah.
Like we can think.
But think about it like this.
We can move. No other creature has that. You might think they do, but they don't. The smartest creature that comes closest to it is the dolphin.
Hey, fool, but dolphins are smart.
Yeah,
fool,
but they are smart.
Smart animals.
But look, they don't have the body.
And as a matter of fact, dolphin is a perfect example of evolution. Dolphins are an evolving species. They have little bones of feet, of legs growing on them. And if you open up a dolphin pool, it's beginning to grow. Evolution takes time. So
I've never seen it. Ooh,
in whales, they find old remnants of the whale is evolved from a dog-like creature. Ooh. But it spent so much time in the water that it got embedded in their DNA. DNA itself is a miracle, fool. Like that, I believe in God, dog. I believe in God.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not an atheist because the DNA is. They say that there's no way that in 6 billion years, DNA. That how complicated it is.
Yeah.
So I believe in a there's a higher power that made us, but I don't literally believe it the way that it's taught. I believe that God is what made everything, the universe. And if you say aliens, people say, oh, it's aliens, you know, like, and it's silly, but I mean, if you think about it, dog, there's more stars in this galaxy alone than there are grains of sand in the whole world, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, and for us to be so arrogant and close-minded to think, oh, yeah, out of all that, of course it's only us. Nah, dog.
What if through another perspective, imagine if the galaxy was where all the spirits were?
I don't know that, dog.
Imagine if that's where, okay, because imagine we're all, that's where all the angels, spirits are and they're working, creating the galaxy.
I mean, because we're an energy. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier about energy. We're something, fool. Because if there was nothing after we die, you would go straight from being born to death. Because as soon as you die, everything's deleted. There is no memory. So therefore, you go from born to death. There wouldn't be any between. Why are we sitting here right now? You know, conscious of ourselves and knowing there's a tomorrow.
Yeah.
If all of that's going to be deleted when you die, no. I mean, there has to be an ongoing of what you're going through. You know, whether it's, you can explain it with instincts. You know, instincts are in us. Dog. Like you're born with instincts. Dog. Like when you're born, they could put like a chemical smell to your nose, and as a 2-day-old baby, it'll start crying and turn its head and know it. How can it know that? How can it know that something that's just born?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I feel is instinct. That's where I feel the hand of God is. You know? What do you feel about that, dog?
Yeah, man. The human body, man, it's a very, very unique, interesting thing, man.
Yeah.
You know? We've got a very interesting... Even the milk of a mother, when if that child gets sick or anything,
it releases nutrients.
The breath detects it and actually fucking.
It's like wireless, kind of like wireless, like you're connected.
You know.
Yeah.
And
so it's like biological information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even that's transferring information.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like imagine that the body's picking up the information.
We can't stop it, dog. It's in us, fool.
Information is everywhere.
Oh, man. Hey, but it's trippy, right? It all kind of connects to that, and it's like, man.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it's
much
like,
information.
But it's like you said, a double-edged sword, dog. You know? Because it has a lot of goods, but there has to be bad. For every action, there has to be a reaction, you know?
And I, you know, I'm going to tell you what. That's why in any job, the first thing you look for in a person is character. Yeah. In any job. Can this guy be trusted?
Yeah.
You know?
If I'm going to want to have coffee in the morning with this guy.
Yeah. You know, if he's going to be full of lies, be full of, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how, I mean, that's the best process you can do to hire somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes that process gets slackened where they start putting people in positions where they should know when it comes to it. Or if he has the capacity to be, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, fool, that malice, dog, is embedded in our brains too, dog. And that comes from that survival, fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That comes from, hey, there has to be a little bad in there. Like, hey, fool, you're not bad, dog. You're going to step all over you, homie.
Sometimes people do it out of their sense of survival, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And their
sense of survival is like, well, they got everything they need, but it's like they still feel they need to survive more. Like, well, you know?
Yeah.
They want more money. Or it's greed. Then it just turns into greed.
Yeah. And, hey, fool, greed. Greed is that. I mean, hey, no, I like it. Yeah. But, hey, fool, like, you know what? I'm like, deathly terrified that I'm going to be old for this next generation, dog, that is just super information in the brain, dog.
Oh, man.
It scares me, dog, what is going to be the next generation, dog. The one when we're old and we're like, wait for this guy to take care of me. Hey, old man died already. You know what I mean?
I plan on aging gracefully. There's no better gift than to be able to age gracefully.
Hey,
and that's all I ask. You know what? I ask that. If I age, and I'm going to age, to allow me to age gracefully at least.
You know, okay, dog. I don't want to get old. I want to go like at 65.
Yeah.
In bed with my lady doing the hibbity bibbity.
Yeah.
And just going out like that, dog. And then everybody remembers.
Yeah, we got a plan out of everything.
Hey, everybody remember. Yeah. Man, that's crazy, man. You used to be able to do backflip, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Right there.
Not, oh, man. You guys remember what happened to Big Head?
Doing burpees.
But the bad way you are, it's like, oh man, that's it, man. Or he's not the same guy anymore. Like, I don't want to be remembered like that, dog. And that thought scares me, fool. You know what I mean? To where it's like, nah, like I say it joking, but seriously, I'd rather go peacefully, like just go out, rather than then get sick and then people are like, oh man, and then, you know that, you know what?
Yeah, it's. Oh, that only, I don't know, man. It's hard to really go out like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you stop and think. You don't want to make
very few people actually.
That's a selfish thought, though. That's a selfish thought. Because you're only thinking about yourself.
But I'm going to tell you what. If you look at very old people, man, they're very old, 89, 90, even up.
Hey, my mom,
they literally, homie, I'll tell you what. At that age, I suspect that they can choose the day they die, man. Because
like, I'm tired.
Because I've heard stories where they are like, hey, well, you know what? They'll do one last little thing. Like, hey, but, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm gone. Hey, you know, I did that.
Oh, the grandkids are like, oh, yeah, she signed the will.
You,
she signed the will.
And they're like, literally at her deathbed, and she's like,
yeah.
Well, she's cool. She's like, all right, well, okay. All right, I mean, boy, you know,
yeah,
your mom,
boy,
hey, boom.
Yeah, fool.
It's like,
hey, fool. You know how couples, like, one dies, and then, like, couple months later, the other one goes like peacefully in the sea.
Yeah, wait, like, yeah.
That's a beautiful, like, I'm not
beautiful.
Saying like, oh, it's, but I mean, in a way, in its own way.
Next to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice,
hey,
right,
not even in death, well, I'll be there.
Hey,
you ain't getting rid
that
of me that easy.
That's what you're supposed to do on this earth, man.
Yeah.
Just come to earth and find a partner.
Dog, my mom turns 80 next year,
man.
My mom turns 80 next year, dog. And my mom is up and down, walking around still. My mom ages very well, dog. That's my mom up there in that picture. She was 20.
Yeah, I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah, but she turns 80 next year, dog. The big 80. My mom had me when she was 49, dog.
Is that right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Holy.
I'm like, man,
that's
my pops,
kind
man,
of pushing
pops,
it right
man,
there.
Pops, man, what are you doing?
Yeah. But I remember my mom, she had her kid, her latest, my little brother at 42.
Yeah, that's a dangerous age.
Yeah, even that.
Oh, Biggs was
49.
Hey,
I was like, whoa, that's kind of pushing.
Oh, Biggs was born, you know.
Yeah.
He's a Chris cool, it's all right. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? But hey, man, I love my mom, man. I want him to come out here, dog, for her 80th birthday. I'm trying to convince all my family, but man, you know, there's the ones that can't come.
It's
tough, you know,
to bring her out here, man. It's just that age.
They're like, no, we want to spend it with her, but I understand. I wanted to come
at the same time. I understand your position. You want to see her, like.
But
yeah,
I'll be the one. I'll be the one to be like, nah, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna put the conflict in my mom. You know, my mom.
Yeah.
So I'll be all right. Come on next week after your birthday. She's going to come out on Thanksgiving, actually. I have my mom out here.
Oh, that'll be great, right?
Yeah.
And she can still move around and everything?
Mom, hey,
oh, your mom,
mom,
yeah.
Mom,
huh?
Mom,
okay,
hey,
okay.
Dog, my mom is...
Cocina también?
Yeah, fool. Like,
oh, hell,
yeah. See her, fool. Like, you'll be amazed.
Right.
Like, she takes care of herself, the thing. And she learned she had diabetes when she was in her 50s.
Ooh.
And she started taking care of herself.
Yeah.
Now, my pops, he found out at about the same age. And he did the opposite. You know, he said,
your story. Your story. Conversa.
Yeah.
Conversa. Tell radio. Tell radio. Silent radio. Silent. Night. Night.
Tell me a story. I see it in your eyes. Tell me a story. Words can't deny. Tell me a story, what does your heart say? Tell me a story, my soul you resuscitate. Tell me a story, I see it in your eyes. Tell me a story,
Production Blend.
You're listening to K9 on Versatile Radio. Activated Records.
Day when, remember pulling up, you go, all right, you go to the club,
yeah,
got the homies with you, you know, whatever, and you're pulling up and you already hit a boom,
boom,
and you're pulling up closer, boom, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, they playing jazz in there, and you go in, and boom,
that was the ice that we went to our small audio party,
and that went down.
To hear that shit like blocks away, like, hey, the party's over there, this is where the music's coming from.
Yeah,
hey, dog. You know,
it's the music, dog. Music is a beautiful thing, dog. There's so many different outlets of it.
Yeah,
and that in itself is information as well. Yeah. Hey, Wanzo. What's your overall, you know, like your overall opinion, dog, and everything you talked about tonight, fool? Like, what would be like your final word, fool? Not final word, but your final thought on of the night. Not literally. Final, you know what I mean? Final.
There's always different point of views to the topic of discussions.
Yeah.
But I believe, you know, it's Versatile. We got to keep the opinions and the topics. The topics, including the opinions, versatile.
That's right.
So we're happy to hear them all.
Like,
Yeah,
you guys, we're
speaking our different opinions.
That's what's cool, dog. You have your, your views on some things, and it kind of made me think. Now I'm like, I think you might have kind of changed my mind on a few things, certain things, dog. But not evolution, fool. But
that's what we do here, man. You know, versatile.
But man, it's like this, dude. My opinion on everything, dude, is just we need to just stop with people's self interest, dog.
Yeah.
And we need to just see ourselves as a whole. My opinion, dog, from what they say in science, well, the Earth is 6 billion years old, dog.
That's a lot.
And mankind. Modern man has only been here 250,000 of that time. 250,000 years.
Yeah.
That's like if you round that down to make the whole six billion years and you make it into a year, that's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's nothing. There's a bigger thing than us, dog, and we need to embrace the fact that we're here and do what we can. We can live comfortably, fool. I think there's enough, dog. You don't think there's enough for everybody to drive a BMW, fool? Like, is it really cost $80,000,
fool? They can lower the price, huh?
You want to know the secret about it? Put this emblem. You know what I mean? That's what they're buying now. Emblem of what? It's a peace sign or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what you're paying for that money for, fool, because that car is going to break down just like that. And then you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, expensive. It's going to cost you more to fix, too.
Yeah.
It's like, look at me. That's a look at me thing. Look at me.
But,
I got money.
I also believe, here's the thing, though. I also believe money also has it.
You know,
a way of dictating the way you look at things. Because you know what? Just check it out. Let's say you were making a six-figure income per year. Now you look at that Audi again. Look at that car again.
Yes, I would buy it. That's the question. I would buy it because I got the money.
So there's a way that money.
It's German engineer,
you know,
man. They got the faster roads out there.
The same way, I don't need that car. I got a bike. I ain't tripping, you
all of a sudden,
put 10 G's in my pocket. Hey, let me get that car.
Yeah, you only got about 1,000. Next thing you're like, that whoopee's like, that shit's $300.
Yeah.
Hey, for one of them's bent, though, it's a trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, don't trip. I got a homie. He's going to put an inner tube in it.
We're going to be rolling next week.
You know, there's a bucket in it. But if you had the bed, you'd be like,
hell no,
I ain't buying that. You know what I mean? But it's the same joy, ain't it? It's the same happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be rolling cool.
Hey,
I'll get a hoopty right out, fool. And I'll be that. And I'll be riding like it's a bang. You know? Hey, man. Right now. But if I had the money, buy something better. But
yeah, if you had a six-figure income to buy an Audi,
yeah,
I would
just be like,
oh, you're going to buy some clothes.
I have an image to maintain. Man, I can't be seen riding around in a hoopty, homie.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
yeah,
you know, I think it's the same way.
I'm
right?
Like, hey, man, if you really gonna pick her up in the hoopty, fool?
The more money you make, the higher image.
Hey,
so
the passenger
door
don't even
homie.
Open. Hey, fool, you gotta hold the passenger side closed, but you gonna have her close it, fool?
Shit.
Nah, fool, fuck it, I'm going crazy. I'm gonna get the BMW, homie. You know, but hey. But what it is all boiled down to, fool, in the end, is for to recreate. That's what we're pretty much here to do, dog, to procreate, to make more of ourselves.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get that female by impressing her? You know, by rolling up in a band.
Yeah.
And it's not because a female's like, oh, money this and that, money that and
yeah.
this. But money nowadays is what back in the days was the big fool killing all the tigers and like, oh,
yeah, there's a book that
me,
says
you know
there's
mean?
A book that says that mankind was instructed to procreate.
Nah, it's fool instructed.
That's to procreate.
What?
Yeah.
Said
to make kids
like instructing like hey by the way
it said multiply
it said hey fool go out there man hey make babies
make babies
and hey don't even trip like,
yeah.
You make babies with as many people as you can and you heard it here on Versatile Radio that if men are out there doing the do it's
yeah,
because
you people who know
instructed.
You people who know what I'm talking about man. You know they were specifically instructed to make to multiply the earth. You know, procreate.
Oh man, that's it. I would love to think that's real. Like, who is this person that's telling you though? Like what? Like it's like that's
nah,
the
it's
guy.
A,
that's his job.
It's written in the book of Genesis.
Oh, Genesis?
Yeah,
I know Genesis.
Yeah, man. And God instructed Adam and Eve to multiply. I forgot exactly how he said it.
Yeah.
But it's in there. You know. It's
I mean, we
know,
can't be the product of
incest.
According to
that book. Well, according to the Bible, that's how they had to multiply by incest.
Yeah, but how bad is incest embedded into us?
Yeah, okay.
I'm disgusted at the thought of.
Okay,
But
at that time, to survive for the human race to survive,
but
they had to procreate.
But why would God make just two people? Why would you say, okay, if I want to populate this big old giant rock, how many people am I going to need? You're going to need about 200,000 people, God. Okay, bam, 200,000 people.
There's a reason why he chose two. I don't know why.
But then he did them dirty, dog. Like,
nah,
hey, fool, don't eat that apple, and then the apple look bomb.
He told him not to do something.
Because they're not supposed to know things. Right? That's the thing, knowledge, information.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, what happened is
the
thing. When you're a baby, you're an innocent creature. You don't know right from wrong because everything you think is innocent.
Oh,
everything.
I've seen some crazy babies, man.
Okay.
I've seen some evil little babies.
Right.
I mean, but, okay, how old babies? You mean like months old?
Okay, for example,
like
an innocent baby.
Like about 5, 6
innocent
months old.
Innocent baby, you know, innocent baby that was raised up nice and innocent, cool.
Yeah.
That has an innocent mind. He don't know good from evil because he's innocent at that age. But now when you give him a command, hey, don't go into the street.
Yeah.
Right? That's a commandment. That's an obeyment. Right? So when he breaks that commandment, and maybe let's say his friends, hey, you can cross the street, everything's gonna be cool. They ain't gonna know. Bam, he find out he broke the commandment for the first time in his lifetime. He disobeyed.
Mm-hmm.
So now he knows the difference between good and evil.
So it's learned. So you're saying good and evil is learned.
That through disobedience comes the knowledge between good. And evil. Not just
the
good.
Yin and the yang.
Not just good.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
One. There has to be opposite.
Hey, imagine, it comes in through disobedience, though. If you never disobey, your mind never opens up to the. Everybody has been like that.
Old big head over here is I like that. That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, how, okay, if it's learned, how is it that you still see kids like a one or two already displaying characteristics of something that's bad by getting a toy from another baby and breaking it or, you know, that's not to say like, oh, that baby is evil, but that's still a wrong. It may not be as bad as any other kind of wrong,
that's just innocent, erratic baby behavior.
But they're doing it with a purpose. They're doing it with a purpose to break it because they want it and they can't have it. So they're not gonna have it. That's jealousy.
Yeah.
You know, that's a sin. You know? So it's like, because, well, it doesn't say in the Bible that we're born out of sin. We're born of sin.
You have to attain that sinful nature.
So is that, so the tree of knowledge is a metaphor how
of
it is there, but once you
of disobedience.
Right.
The tree of good and evil.
Right.
Any disobedience. There's only innocence.
So, but why is it that knowing is evil and that's bad? We should be able. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, but you have good and evil.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And our nature is sinful nature. So unless you have your taught well, you're raised well, you have a capacity to commit sin. Or to have a corrupt nature, where
like you're more comfortable
kind of
with it. Better more in you.
Now let's take another child where we raise them up good, taught them well, boom.
So like, do you think if you got a kid, right? Nobody would do this, but if you got a baby and you just completely isolated it from all kind of everything of the world, and you just raise it in just good, right? Would that baby grow up and do a mass shooting? And
if the baby was raised wholesomely, well, everything,
because
good,
all these
good,
people
I
that
mean,
do
good.
That, dude, are
they're messed up. They're raised wrong.
No, dude, all these people are normal in every single case. They say, we didn't see it coming. He was just like, you know, he was nice. He gave to the community.
Yeah, but if you could talk to that guy and find out his story.
Right. But okay.
You'll find out.
Is that to blame of the person is just evil or the person mentally unstable? And they this world is just, I'm going to take as many people as I can.
Mentally and emotionally unevil. Mentally and emotionally unstable. I believe very few people in this earth are truly evil. People do evil things, but you could rarely, really look at somebody and see true
evil.
Evil
does exist, dog.
No, it does. It
a
does.
A fool that goes and does something terrible to a kid. How could somebody do that, dog? I mean, that is evil right there. That deserves no kind of mental checking to make sure it's crazy. Nah. You need to die, you know, because if you hurt a child, that's it. You don't deserve to live, you know. And I can say that. A lot of people do things. And even those mass shootings, man, I would think, like, okay, what happened to this guy? I mean, but, you mean, unless, like, that crazy guy went and shot the kids, man, that guy is, I mean, that remember in, what, that Connecticut?
It comes down to the point where, I don't know, what sometimes.
And his mom was a teacher, dog. That school, I think she had retired, but, I mean, like, he killed her, and then he went and took away what she loved, which was the kids at the school, you know? But she was already dead, so why? What was the purpose? So he must think there's some kind of afterlife, so he thinks there's something going to happen after, so he wasn't afraid of consequences.
Yeah.
Or that all right there is just, man, I mean, only that guy knows, man. I mean,
as long as there's good, there's going to be evil.
Yeah. If you do something of that impact, there's no way you could just die and like, hey, man, you were crazy in the real life. You know, like, oh, but you're going to get reincarnated or nothing's going to happen to you. Like, everything that you do, especially something as powerful as that, that is going to affect so many people, is going to have some kind of backlash on you, even if you shoot yourself after, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that you can't? It's just physics, dog. Everything that you do is always something, you know, that's
karma.
Gonna come back. Yeah, it's every action, reaction. Every, you know,
it's back. It's basic.
Yeah, what goes up must come down. Yeah, nothing
everything
is eternal.
Got its karma,
entropy.
Yeah,
and it's like, so what the hell? What happened with this guy, man? Like, They need to open up that fool's brain, dog. I bet you that fool will have a big old tumor. Like, oh, there it is. That's what it was.
Right, it was a tumor.
Yeah.
Hey. Man, I heard about worms being in people's brains and giving them seizures.
It's basic, but yeah, fool. You know, but that, and then in the end, it turns out to be that they're schizophrenic and nobody ever diagnosed them properly.
Nobody ever detected it.
Like, oh, they're just crazy. Like, don't talk to him. He's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. And they just put it down to that. I mean, back in the days, fool. The people would be ashamed of somebody being crazy in their family.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like we're not, you should have been called crazy, guys. You should be called mentally unstable. You mean mentally ill. But, like, back in the day, fool, just ignored. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Music on?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, man, that some are crazy and some are, you know. But,
hey, you know who's not crazy?
I believe the system that detects the crazy.
Okay.
So, and we going.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, go on. We will keep talking either way.
But yeah, I believe it's just, okay, because the psychologist, they detect the crazy.
Yeah.
And their job is to detect the crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but it's like they have ways, dog, of looking at your brain waves and seeing if there's a part of in your brain that has too much chemical going to it. People that are emotionally unstable, people that are depressed, most of the time they'll have a part in their brain, dog, that's just overly active. You know what I mean? That's why they give you pills and it helps with that. You know, like serotonin, all that stuff that the brain, and that's natural stuff that your brain releases, dog. You know, serotonin, that's a pleasure. That's a pleasure release, you know? And so, I mean, if you have too much of that chemical in the evil part of your brain,
it'll stabilize you.
So, I mean, so there's rational explanations to evil then. Like you know, like, not to say that evil is, you know, like a dude in underground in red with pony, you know. You know, the proverbial statement. I'm not saying that there's no statement, but, you know.
Yeah. That depends, because that could just be the symptom.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so like, back to the, what's it called? The, what did I say earlier about the, not literal, but metaphor.
The metaphor.
Yeah, cool.
You know?
So well, why not just come out and say it, dog? Like, I mean, if it's just bad, dog, like for a man to kill. People shouldn't kill, people shouldn't rape, I mean, and people shouldn't do anything to kids.
Yeah.
I mean, protect the kids. That's what you do with kids, you protect them. You know? And for it to go to put fear in people and people living their whole life being afraid of what's going to happen when they die, I think that in itself is an evil.
Yeah, well that's in these days.
Well, I'm going to be good here because, you know, where I'm going is where it really matters. And life is a beautiful thing for people to just waste it on. There's so much beauty out there, dog.
Yeah.
I feel that you're not gonna burn because you ate.
Yeah. Pork.
You know what I mean?
That's what's supposed to be here, man. For to take care of the earth and live a good life.
Have you ever heard of the Gnostic Gospels?
Vaguely.
The Gnostic Gospels were dated to about the same Egypt. They were found in a mountain, in a cave, dog. And these are dated. These are dated to the same time of the Bible, right? And they were found and put into the original Bible, the bigger one. But when it started getting political and things started changing, they decided to leave some things in, take some, like in the Gnostic Gospel, there's an actual Gospel of Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
And she has her own book, and all the ones that speak of, that God says that knowledge is the way.
Hmm.
Every single verse that said knowledge is the way, they took it out to where they took out complete books. You can look it up, Gnostic Gospel, spelled with a G. G-N-O-S-T-I-C. I looked into it, and it's like, you know, that's like, why wouldn't they leave everything in there? Why handpick and just leave? You know, that's already creating evil, right? That's creating bad, because you're not telling everybody what's really up. You're keeping a closed eye on them, you know? A shade. You know, they're only allowing them to see what they want you to see.
Yeah.
Therefore creating puppets of people. And that's where my view of what's happening with people I don't wanna say that the people should go against religion. No. But there needs to be a change with it to stop putting so much fear in people and put it to where just, hey man, just don't do bad, man, and you know, talk to God every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't sit here and pray, dog, but I talk to God, you know. I know He's the one that answers me when I, you know,
yeah,
in my head, you know, but I'm not afraid of Him, you know, and there's just too much of fear when it should be love, dog. Where it should be love, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of my mom. I love my mom.
Yeah, you gotta be love. You gotta be
love. That's the love that you should have for God, dog. Like the love of a parent.
Yeah.
You know?
But well, especially when the preacher's preaching at you, you know what I'm saying? He's going to tell you, well, you know, you don't love God or believe you're going to die or whatever. Like, nah, you shouldn't put somebody in fear like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's
you know, it's
a lot of it, dog, is hypocrisy, fool. Like, I was reading an article where a lot of hardcore, I'm not going to say the religion, but a lot of a religion and it says on the instead of tipping people at restaurants, they'll leave them a verse of a Bible, and tell them like God doesn't believe this is your tip. I saved your soul, you know, and it's like, okay, you don't want to tip, but yet you go to the same gathering of religion and they pass around a thing and asking you for money. Like,
yeah.
How could the same person do that? How could the same person be like, oh, yeah, I got to give money to this, but yet not give this to somebody that needs help? That is bad right there.
Yeah,
I think that would be
in that situation,
bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man, tip, you got to tip the waiter. Dude, they're coming back to get you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're only paying the restaurant what they charge you, dog, and
yeah.
They're paying that,
they
rate, that waiter a lousy
pay.
Whoever
did that, that's kind of cold, man. They leave a scripture. That, you know what I mean?
I was like, oh, man, you know what, man? That's just, oh, dude, you're killing me.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like, you know, but like I said, man, I mean, I got respect for everybody's religion, man. I got respect for it, you know. And I don't say it out of ignorance, because, you know, I've whatever I say, though, I've looked into it, you know, like as far as, like, I'm not going to sit here and say something about a certain people and not know, you know.
Yeah.
And if there is something I didn't know, I would like to be corrected by one, and I would apologize for something that I would say that is either, you know, insulting or whatever, you know. But that being said, you know, information, dog, it all goes down to the knowledge. Don't eat the apple from the tree.
Yeah.
The proverbial tree, man.
Proverbial tree, man. Through disobedience came the knowledge of evil.
So
imagine
if let's say they didn't eat the apple, dog, what would we be right now? You think there'd be technology, or would we just be living in huts and just being living off the land and just having enough?
It's very interesting. Well, according to that story, it said we would have still been in direct contact with God.
Like actually, like how He was back then, that we would
like,
hear.
Like we'll be right here and. We'll have God with us.
Hey, but
you know, but when he disobeyed, it broke the connection with God.
Right.
God couldn't be with sin no more. Like, hey,
so
man,
it's like how you ground the child, put him in a room, and you're still taking care of them, and you're still making sure, okay, but they're being punished.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a trip, hey, you know, the way. I mean, according to that story, you know, I mean. There's different.
There's so many.
Yeah,
different.
You know, so
that's why I usually.
But here's the thing, though. The important thing is love, man.
Yeah, that's all. Hey,
you know, love your
good,
neighbor,
love,
love
hey,
yourself,
man, help
and help out people,
you know?
Man. I myself, man, you know what?
Just don't ask me to share my weed, dog. I was busy.
Oh, man.
Oh, by that, man. Be my tobacco. Tobacco, my
nice.
But yeah, man. I think we're muted right now.
Deep combos,
huh?
Yeah, man.
That's all I'm talking about. Real talk.
Real talk. Talk Tuesdays out here. Yeah. You know, we can talk about anything and everything. It's all welcome.
Hey, fool, you know. But so what have you seen, fool, like as far as like with not too much information, but like something in your past, fool, that you're like, man, that's something that I would like to, not to get too personal, but I mean just some example of something, fool, that you know what I mean?
Something bad.
Not the bike thing is.
You know what? I wish I could take back the day that I got locked up, man.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
If it was from one decision, you know, it's crazy. Yeah.
And that's how one decision can make.
Yep.
Can have drastic effects on you. Yep.
So, hey, fool, just picture it like this, like just how we're kicking it right now, and one of us says, hey, fool, let's go rob a liquor store.
Yeah.
And then you do it, you're like, ah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But then I did that at 19, 33, and I'm still paying for that, dog.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing. You know what I mean?
And that's the worst kind of thinking that comes to your mind, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing about being young, fool. You don't think about the future. That's how I was. So I would be in the moment all the time, fool. Like, I wouldn't even think about, like,
You're just young, eh?
Yeah.
And you're being young, and you grew up in a rougher neighborhood, so we play by different rules.
Yeah,
and different
and then I think back, dog.
And some of us, you know what, thankfully we get away, others, they end up dead, or end up enjoying or whatever, and you know what. But what I've seen now is that a lot of the older generation, they're raising up good kids.
Yeah, you don't see
man.
Too many people on crack or things like back in like in the 80s and 90s that it was like the people just hardcore on bad, you know?
Yeah,
it's frowned upon more now.
I see a lot of good older homies raising good generation kids, man. You know.
Yeah,
they have the same desire that we have
mm-hmm.
to raise better, a better generation. Even if they're not our kids, we're
right.
gonna teach them the best we know because we want them to be better than we were raised.
Yep.
And yeah, man, that's why even we have the car shows. Man, you go to the car shows, man, you see them out there with their families, kids, and you can get to know any one of them. Hey, man, yeah, I got kids. I got one in college.
Yeah,
man. Like, wow, man.
Yeah, man.
And you were raising them in a neighborhood.
Man, that's
a
piece
and a lot
of
you,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah, so I'd be like, hey, dude, you know, that's that. I will bite you like a pit bull. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I can honestly say that I tip my hat to an individual like that. They stay around and raise their kids and be a dad.
Yeah, just
you know,
like their souls.
A dad, man, and
that.
A mom, too, you know, it takes credit to be a mother, too, a lot of credit.
Both because
ways,
the mother
man.
has more weight on her shoulders because they're obligated more.
Yeah.
Not obligated, but it society puts it on them more
to
be responsible. Like
I believe we have to get back to our family, basic family values, man. Mom, dad, and kids, man.
Yep.
You know, if you get back to that, everything, a lot of things will fall into place. Let's get back to the basic family values.
Now you sound like a Republican.
Or race,
your
kids, you know?
No, but that's true, though.
I mean, that's me.
No, that's a good part of
you know?
That's the way it should
I'm
be.
I'm a family guy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a family guy, you know? And I can envision teaching my kid on how to restore a lowrider, a car or something, you know? Teach him the value of hard work,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And don't teach him the crazy.
Yeah, don't madness. You know, don't teach the madness. I'll teach him, it's
teach him how to be strong.
Teach him how to defend himself.
Yeah.
You know, teach not to be a troublemaker.
But, but also be knowing that it's better to instead of fighting, to try to, you know what I mean, fix the situation and make fighting the last.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that's the last resort.
And that's another topic. It's an old issue about the bullying. If your kid is getting bullied at school, what's the solution?
Hey,
but
bullying's been going on forever. I used to get bullied at school.
I know that, but here's the thing. I never got bullied. You know,
I did.
I got bullied. I was a fighter, dude. I was a fighter.
I got bullied, dog, because I had long ass afro hair, dog, and I got a big ass head. They used to call me an alien. They used to call me Saddam Hussein. Hey, dog. Okay. I ain't stay awake at night.
But here's the thing,
trauma.
Though. And I'm going to tell you why I never got bullied. Because they try it, and we end up fighting.
Yeah.
So after that, they don't come to me. Bullies look for the weak. I want to teach my kid. Look, you
well, I want to say weak, but...
Not for the week, but
different,
for the
homie,
for
different.
The guy. Hey, but here, I would teach my kids, look, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to teach my kids. Somebody comes to try to punk you, you defend yourself. You know what? And when the teacher, when you get suspended, you come and tell me what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me you defend yourself.
Yeah. All
right, cool, I'm not going to trip, but you better be telling me the truth. Mm-hmm. I better not find out. You're the one causing trouble.
Don't get him in trouble,
right?
Because he defended himself.
Yeah. And,
you know,
and I can only do the best job I can with a kid. There's no guarantee you're going to raise a good
kid.
You
can't go in their head and program them.
Pull out a crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Just like we were saying about
those
crazy people.
Yeah,
like, that
there's
that
no
dude.
Guarantee.
Son,
yeah,
it's always the same thing. And he was normal.
And just, you know, hope for the best, you know.
He was always there serving in the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like, what? He did not do that. And then he did a video, and he's like, oh,
my God.
And it's like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
And is that a sociopath? Dog?
Yeah.
Somebody has to do that, to have a face like that hit it?
Yeah.
I mean, because and it goes to how do you treat people like that? I mean, is there rehabilitation for somebody like that? I mean, or is it just, hey, they're just, it's like, hey, man, I made this computer, hey, but the hard drives don't work. God, we got to take that apart, fool. God, go, fool, you know? I mean, we're biological creatures.
They actually have people in mental hospitals that they're just so messed up, they can't let them go.
But, hey, fool, but, hey, dog, but, all right,
I
want to sound mean, but don't
think
of me. If I was like that, boy, I'd be dead.
Look at Charles Manson, man.
That fool, but see, that fool,
that guy, dog.
That fool, he's
not mentally stable.
But he was also a genius, fool, too, at the same time. He was a mad...
The guy, he wasn't a genius. He just knew how to use drugs.
No, fool, that fool was a genius. Hey, fool, like, hey, those drugs made that fool smarter than I want to know what drugs those were.
You know what
like, I mean?
You know, but that guy right there, you can't change him right there, man. I seen that guy in 09, man.
I mean, if he put a swastika in his forehead,
and that guy,
going to court.
He goes to, you know what he said when he seen his one of his girls going to the fucking board going to the board, and he said, "Hey, here goes your Charlie's Angels, one of the Charlie's Angels." Like, hey, you know what? What do you think about it? Like, hey, it's the first time he's seen it for like in years, right? You know the first thing he said. You know the first thing he said when he seen her, Charles Manson said, "Damn, that fucking bitch got old." Excuse my language.
Oh, hey, but
he
quote.
but that's what he said. But that lets. That gives you a glimpse into how he thinks.
Hey, but let's break this down, though, dog. All right. What was this fool doing, dog? This fool must have had a massive...
no mental disorder.
This fool had a penis, and they would sing to the female before... You know what I mean? This thing was, like, magical, because, I mean, I can't imagine any other way to manipulate a female like that, fool.
But here's the... Now, look at it this way. This guy... He don't have no mental problem. Physically, everything's normal. So what's the explanation for his... The dude's evil. If he gets out, he's going to kill.
Yeah.
He told the board.
But
is
it possible...
I swear I'll kill this time.
Yeah, he will.
He told him that.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, just let me
board,
out.
I'll kill you.
No, I swear. It's a story.
Yeah, that's true. That's why he's in court, man.
He's still alive.
He's in a
few.
That
was still alive. I'm telling you,
the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
In 2012, he's right there.
When were you in jail? I thought this fool was dead.
I was with the guy to see him every day,
He's alive.
He's playing guitar out there.
Oh man, I would have been like, that's like seeing a ghost. That's like seeing like. Like, man, you're a fixture and you're a living.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, like, I am literally in 1965 right now. You know what I mean? I just jumped into a time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it was a good show, dog.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, we're just doing what we do on Tuesday, man.
Tuesday, we're keeping it real, Tuesday, man. Hey, this is now you. Now.
You know?
Now, you guys have to come back every Tuesday or else.
Yeah.
Tell them or else what, you know.
Or else you ain't keeping it real, man.
That's right.
You know, you don't come back on Tuesdays, you ain't trying to keep it real, man,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah,
just, you know,
that's keeping it not real.
Yeah, we.
That's what you don't want to do.
Real talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but we're talking about Charles Manson, boy. He's telling some
interesting stories. Yeah, that guy is a very interesting character right there.
Yeah,
he's just.
Oh, how's he look, fool? Like I imagine him, like
got his hair,
like,
his
tall,
same thing, his beard, everything
with long,
you know,
hair.
He's just about this short. That guy's about this short.
Little, I see Wesley Snipes, dog, and that fool was huge on the TV. Blade, look how big Blade is. Blade is huge. I seen that fool in Pennsylvania down the bench. That fool was like little. I go, hey man, I will beat the hell out of Blade, man. I can take Blade on. I can take Blade, homie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I start feeling tough, but he was little. Boy, yeah. Had a
that
bro, dog. I was like, what happened, baby? What happened? What you snatched, man? You were, what happened? You were Nino Brown? You were Nino